Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with news. The headlines first. CPN UML demands immediate resumption of parliament meeting and warns not to issue any ordinances related to political party. CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal opines for reconstitution of CPN UML. Rescue effort for Nepalese stranded in war-torn Afghanistan begins. 118 arrive Kathmandu today. And Taliban announces amnesty and urges women to join the government. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML parliamentary party has asked the government not to issue any ordinances related to political party. The meeting of the party held at Parliament Building at Banasur today demanded the government to continue the House session immediately and not to take the path of issuing ordinance. CPN UML Chief Whip Bishal Bhatrai said, the meeting also demanded the government rescue Nepalese stranded in war-torn Afghanistan and take initiatives to address the demands of agitating ex-British Gurkhas. Likewise, the party has written to Parliament Secretariat to relieve 14 of its lawmakers from their respective posts, blaming them of acting against the legal provision of the political party. Similarly, the CPN UML's standing committee meeting had criticized the government's preparation for issuing an ordinance related to political party. The standing committee meeting of the party held at Lalitpur Best Tulsilal Memorial Foundation called the party leaders and cadres to work on behalf of party unity, saying possible initiatives have been carried out to save party from a split. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said the meeting requested leaders not to leave the party. He accused the parties in the ruling coalition of not working as per the purpose of house restoration. CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has opined for reconstitution of the CPN UML. Addressing a virtual program organized by the party organizations close to him, leader Nepal claimed that a situation emerged for forming a new party as party chair K.P. Sarbal Oli closed the door for party unity. He also vowed to continue the party unity efforts till the last hour. Leader Nepal further said he would make an alliance with other political parties if a new party was formed, and the door for party unity would always remain open if Chair Oli accepted his mistakes. The government has begun rescuing the Nepalese in Afghanistan after the Taliban insurgent took over Afghan capital Kabul on Sunday. Ministry of Foreign Affairs said a total of 118 Nepalese were flown home in a chartered flight from Kabul to Nepal via Kuwait this morning. Taking to Twitter handle today, the ministry shared that it was first phase of rescue operation for the Nepalese in Afghanistan. The government of Nepal had directed the concerned authorities to make coordinated efforts to safely rescue the Nepalese in Afghanistan at the earliest. A delegation of People's Socialist Party's leaders called on Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba today. Leader Mahanta Thakur, Rajendra Mahato, Sarath Singh Bhandari and Laxman Lal Karna, among others, reached Baluwatar to meet the Prime Minister. During the meeting, the delegation drew the government's attention towards the demands and agenda of Madhes. Similarly, matters relating to the Citizenship Amendment Bill, Madhes Movement, the Lal Commission's report and demand for the Constitution Amendment were discussed. In response, Prime Minister Deuba said he had given words to addressing the demands of Madhes while seeking a vote of confidence in the parliament and would proceed towards that end once the government takes a full shape. Harishankar Misra has been sworn in as the chief of province too. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed province chief Misra at a ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Sital Nivas today. With his appointment, he replaces outgoing province chief Rajesh Jha, being the fourth province chief in 4 years. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal directed Nepal Electricity Authority to implement the plan to electrify all the areas of the country within 2 years. Addressing a program organized to mark the 36th anniversary of Nepal Electricity Authority, Minister Bhusal said the ministry asked the authority to lead the electrification campaign strategically. Likewise, Managing Director of the Authority, Kulman Gissing, said he had been working for controlling power leakage and to support the plan of the authority. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,274 new cases of COVID-19 in the country in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry further says that 1,929 corona patients recovered today. Meanwhile, the Ministry has recorded 27 corona-related deaths today. With this, the total number of deaths by COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 10,354. Lithuania has donated 5 mechanical ventilators and 20 oxygen inhalers to help Nepal's ongoing fight against COVID-19. Representative of the Honorary Consul to Lithuania, joined by Charles D'Affairs and Deputy Head of European Union Delegation to Nepal, Stefane Mekon, handed over the equipment to Deependra Raman Singh, Health Ministry Chief Specialist amidst a program organized at the Ministry today. Gandaki Province Government is to provide 200,000 rupees to each family affected by flood in Manang district. In course of on-site inspection of the flood-hit area, Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Krishna Chandra Nepali, shared that 200,000 rupees would be provided to each family for the reconstruction of the houses. As for the details, 85 houses in Manang suffered complete damages during the monsoon this year. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The Taliban has declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. Taliban announcement comes after it took control across the country. The Taliban have declared the war in Afghanistan is over and said it would wait until foreign forces had left before creating a new government. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden has said he stood behind his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and fired scorching criticism at country's former Western-backed leadership for failing to resist the Taliban. However, China said it was ready for friendly relations with the Taliban, while Russia and Iran also made diplomatic overturns. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CP and UML demands immediate resumption of parliament meeting and warns not to issue any ordinances related to political party. CP and UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal opines for reconstitution of CP and UML. Rescue efforts for Nepalese stranded in war-torn Afghanistan begins. 118 people arrive Kathmandu today. And Taliban announces amnesty and urges women to join the government. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.